Coming up on episode number 653, well, you asked for it and you got it. Not just the full songs that are the answers to the I Want Candy contest that we ran last month, but a few songs that didn't make the cut. It is the Candy Theme Show coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is March 2nd, 2010. My name is Brian Abbott. Thanks for joining me for another edition of Coverville tonight. Focusing on candy. Yeah, now, so last month we did a contest right before Valentine's Day where we gave away a package from the Georgetown Valley Candy Company. And for that contest, I played a montage, a bunch of song clips that all had to do with candy or sugar or sweets or things like that, and asked you to identify them. Well, one of the things that I didn't do when I drew the winner was announce who the covers were by. And so a few of you wrote in, even posted messages in the show notes for that episode and said, hey, what were the songs that were made that made up the montage, man? Tell us about it. Tell us. And so that's what we're going to do on tonight's show. Not only am I going to tell you, I'm going to play them for you. We're going to kick things off right now with the Gwen Stefani cover, The Sweet Escape by Kasabian.
Da-dee-da, 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 da-dee-da
black metal box with their cover of I Want Candy, originally recorded by the Strangeloves and covered most famously by Bow Wow Wow. You'll find that on an album called Newer Wave, an independent group collection of covers of songs from the 80s. Covering, of course, that means that they're covering the Bow Wow Wow version, right? Those are the two. Oh, I'm sorry. Before that, Kasabian with their cover of Gwen Stefani's The Sweet Escape, which came out on last year's Live Lounge 4. Kind of coincidental that while I'm doing this show focusing on candy songs, my wife is over at the dentist. What do you think of that? Coverville tonight is brought to you by Audio Engine. Audio Engine USA, makers of fine speakers and wireless devices, including the Audio Engine 2, the premium-powered desktop speakers. Now, these are the smaller ones that work perfectly with your computer, your laptop, any place where size is at a premium, and you won't be sacrificing quality for the great size that you're going to be getting. Basically, these things look fantastic, but they sound even better. They're the perfect companion for your desktop, your laptop, whatever. Wherever you're going to be listening to your music in close quarters. And that's not to say that they won't fill a room with sound. They have for me, and they will for you. These are the Audio Engine 2 premium desktop powered speakers. Get them right now at Audio Engine USA. And when you're ready to buy, make sure you use the coupon code COVERTEN, COVERTEN. That's going to save you 10% off of your purchase at Audio Engine USA. Well, I'm always excited to play Mrs. Miller for people who haven't heard Mrs. Miller. I'm less excited to play Mrs. Miller for people who have heard her music, because they've already experienced her and they know what they're in for. The fine folks at Rhino, I believe it is, they do these music collections called the Ultra Cool. Is it Rhino? I've got it right up here. The Ultra Lounge Wild, Cool, and Swinging Artist Series. Basically, they've got a bunch of these different collections that feature different artists. And I'm not seeing who released. Oh, Capital did. Okay, it wasn't Rhino. Seems like a Rhino thing. And for their third volume, volume three, they did Mrs. Miller. You know what? We'll talk about her after you hear, because I don't want to prepare you for this. Here's her cover of Tommy Rose, Sweet Pea.
Won't you be my guy? Oh, sweet. Love.
Senior Coconut with their cover of Sweet Dreams, originally by the Eurythmics. You'll find that on an album that came out in 2008 called Around the World, where Senior Coconut, whose real name, by the way, is Yui Schmidt, does 11 songs from around the world, as the title implies, including right there, you heard the Eurythmics, also Daft Punk, Perez Prado, a bunch of different performers that they cover there on Around the World. And if you like that, then you'd love the rest of the Senor Coconut library. A lot of great Latin-themed covers like that of pop songs, both old and new. Really, really fun stuff to listen to. That is Senor Coconut. Before that, La Chanson with Sex and Candy. This comes from their 2009 contribution to the Buffet Libre Rewind 2, which you'll find on at Buffet Libre Rewind, buffetlibre.com website. And I'll put a link in the show notes to where you can pick that up. But that's a free download. All you have to do is just go to that site and help yourself. And then, of course, original done, by the way, by Marcy Playground. And then we start off the set with Sweet Pea by Mrs. Miller. This is from the aforementioned Capital series, Wild, Cool, and Swingin', Volume 3. And, you know, there was a whole bunch of dispute originally between Mrs. Miller and Capital, saying that, you know, she didn't realize that she was being mocked by releasing this music as kind of the so bad it's good. And she even claimed that conducted her half a beat behind or ahead, and also took the worst of several different recordings of a song for the finished album. Now, a couple of YouTube videos have surfaced with Mrs. Miller singing, and it's quite obvious that there's nobody conducting her, and that this isn't the worst take. Or if it's not the worst take, it's a representative take. Her cover right there of Tommy Rowe's Sweet Pea was what began that set. Now, as I mentioned, those are the five songs that were part of the I Want Candy montage, like I said, that we'd used for the giveaway for Georgetown Valley Candy Company. But there were a few songs that I wanted to include and didn't for various reasons. And the final set tonight you're going to hear is composed of those three songs. Here is the first one, Candy, cover of the Iggy Pop and Kate Pearson cover. This one is performed by Chris Ballew and Chelsea Wheatley. Now, Chris Ballew is the lead singer of the group Presidents of the United States of America, and carries that sense of humor from that band right into this performance. Here is Chris Ballew and Chelsea Wheatley.
It was a sunny day in Hawaii. We were on our vacation. I went down to the lobby of the hotel. We were going to go out for drinks. She was in the bathroom. It was like 20 minutes I waited. Like 20 minutes. I said, finally, I just got to go. So I just left. I'm sorry, Candy. I couldn't wait around any longer. But you were beautiful at the time. You still are. So I wrote this song in that 20-minute time for you, Candy. It was like this. Beautiful, beautiful girl from the north. You burn my heart with a flickering torch. I had a dream that no one else could see. You gave me love, boom, 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 for free. I didn't have to pay for the love, you understand? You got it? Can't let's hear your side of the story. What happened?
Well, it hurt me real bad when you left.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm glad you got out.
I did. I had to get a drink.
Closet.
Yeah.
But I missed you.
Yeah, I missed you too.
I missed us.
It was 20 minutes. God, I missed you.
Sugar town.
Semisonic, featuring vocals by Mary Lou Lord, who you might remember I played about 100 episodes ago for the Magnetic Fields cover story. She did a great, beautiful, haunting cover of I Don't Want to Get Over You. Really, really beautiful voice. Sugar Sugar, originally by the Archies, one of those produced bands that really wasn't a band at all. It was actually a lot of overdubbing and about two performers, I believe. I'll have to recheck the Lyrics Undercover episode that I did on that one. But Sugar Sugar there by the Archies. Before that, you heard Sugartown. This is performed by the always delightful Zoe Deschanel. Now, she recorded this for the 500 Days of Summer film, but it didn't make it on the original version of that soundtrack. iTunes re-released the soundtrack recently and included that cover as well as a cover of Here Comes Your Man by Joseph Gordon-Levitt, a cover of At Last, a great bunch of additional songs. So if you've not picked up that soundtrack yet, but you've been thinking about it, go to iTunes and make sure you pick up the copy there, because I did not see it on the version available at Amazon.com. Sugartown, originally by Nancy Sinatra, covered there by Zoe Deschanel. And then we started the set off with Candy by Chris Ballew. I almost said Adrian. Chris Ballew and Chelsea Wheatley from the Rockquiz Duets Volume 2. I know I played something from Rockquiz on the last episode, but sometimes when the well is so bountiful, you have to dip in again and again. Rockquiz Duets Volume 2, which came out in 2007. And that's it. That's it. That's all I've got for you. That is all the trick-or-treating that we're going to do tonight for this episode. If you want to get in touch with me, email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line at 206-222-COVER or visit the blog, coverville.com. You'll find the show notes for this and every episode, as well as a link to download every episode. Subscribe, rate the music you heard in tonight's episode, and communicate with other Coverville listeners. We will be back on Thursday with, I believe, yeah, looks like we're doing another one in the series of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, and the choices now, we have four left before the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame: ABBA, The Stooges, Jimmy Cliff, and The Hollies, and honestly, I haven't decided which one I'm going to use, so it'll be one of those four. Stick around, you'll find out. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.